This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, January 15th. God's word for you today is negative and positive. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5. And it says, "We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ." Guess what? For physical, spiritual, and mental strongholds, our response is the same. Our response is to break down, demolish, knock down, take captive, and destroy. Your response to strongholds should never be, "Well, that is how I am." A lot of people have caged their destiny with such statements, positions, and mindsets. No, God wants better for you. A lot of people have limited their destinies by saying, "That is how my parents are. It is okay. Maybe that is how we are in our family." Every family's stronghold is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Look, you are special. God wants to do what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and such as has not even entered into the heart of men through you. So, if you keep going by, "This is how it is, this is how we are, this is how I am," you cannot taste it, but you will taste it in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will give you understanding. Some people actually pet their stronghold. No, your response is to demolish. Maybe it is a stronghold of obesity, for instance. They say, "Pastor, when I am anxious, I eat," and you keep eating and eating. My brother, my sister, break that stronghold. Break it. Some people are refurbishing their stronghold, painting it, making it look cute. Our response is to break down, demolish, knock down, take captive, bind, and then destroy. Our arsenal are mighty weapons, not worldly weapons. They are mighty through God. I see you rising above every limitation. I see you getting up and destroying every defense city against you. I see you expanding and enlarging your coast in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we have the positive strongholds, and these positive strongholds produce enlargement on one hand and protection on the other hand. Positive strongholds, for instance, God is love. They do not love, they do not know God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. Please read. So, love is a stronghold. Do you know that? You can have a heart of love and it becomes a spiritual stronghold that ensures your enlargement. You have a heart of forgiveness. You have built a stronghold of forgiveness such that when people hurt you, you forgive them easily. It works for you spiritually. You can have a stronghold of peace such that no matter the storm, you take your pillow like Jesus, enter into that stronghold of peace, and sleep like a baby. You can have a stronghold of joy such that no matter what is thrown at you, you can sing. The stronghold of joy ensures your enlargement. Let us pray. Father, I take my place in you, and by faith, I build a stronghold of joy, peace, forgiveness, worship, and love in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.